what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, what's up, doll? Let me guess, your name must be Yogurt, because I want to spoon you. So bad. Well, whatever you do, don't make fun of his real-life train conductor hat. Instead, tell him that he's cute, funny, and extremely charming, and that's when you give him the number to the loser line, so hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Maddie. It's me, girl. It's a You know, we met the other night. You're out with your friends, and I was the one that was serenading you. Well, I just want to say, quit playing games with my heart, with my heart. Seriously, girl, call me. I love to see you again.
Next method.
Starting to notice a trend. Serenading people doesn't really work.
No. It's also proof that men have also watched too many romantic comedies.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Not cute, man.
Yeah.
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next method.
Hey, Carrie, this is I know meeting somebody at a funeral isn't really the most ideal scenario, but hey, here I am. I'd like to take you on a date sometime. I think so. My grandma Doris would have wanted for us to hook up. I mean, I know this kind of sounds bad, but you did say if I ever needed anything, don't hesitate to call. So I did. So call me back. Let's make this happen.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Grandma Doris wants it that way.
I don't know who's more savage, him for trying to pick her up or her for giving him the loser line at a funeral.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Grandma Doris is happy about that one.
Yeah, she probably is. She's like, I'm glad that woman didn't date my grandson.
Yeah.
She's a creep. Remember, if you want the number to the loser line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and you can get that phone number so you can give it out to somebody if they're hitting on you, and maybe they'll call us and leave a message like this one.
Next message.
Hey, I just wanted to leave a message. I just wanted to tell you that I had so much fun the other night, and I don't want you to think I'm crazy or anything, but I made t-shirts for us to wear. Oh. It's so cute. But anyways, call me back, and I don't want to be too forward, but I think I'm in love. Okay, bye.
So we've had somebody drop that I think you're the one and I think I'm in love on a loser line voicemail. And you always know that somebody's crazy when they preface it with, like, I'm not crazy. I don't want you to think I'm crazy, but I'm insane. That's how that sentence should end.
I've already crafted things that say Mr. and Mrs. on them, and I'm planning on wearing them with you.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Holly, this is I'm so psyched I got your number at the bar. I've been trying to do so many dating sites, and it hasn't been going well. Match.com, Tinder, FarmersOnly.com. I mean, I'm not even a farmer. Anyways, let's maybe, like, split an appetizer sometime. Get to know each other, unless you're going to be eating really healthy things like peas. I don't know. We can do whatever you want. Oh, I'm going to hang up now.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
It's always good to call somebody that you want to go on a date with and let them know that you're on every single dating site in the world, even ones that don't allow you.
And still not getting dated.
Yeah. I'm on FarmersOnly.com, but I'm not a farmer. That's how desperate I am.
Finally took a chance in real life. Oh. Poor guy.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Karina. It's Chris. Sorry it took so long to get back at you. I was just in Amsterdam on a business trip. It's a really busy trip. There was this place called the Red Light District that was just lit. And when I'm saying lit, I'm talking about, like, not American lit. It was just popping. Like, every night I was over there, everybody was just, like, down to have a good time. I'm telling you, like, they'll do, like, anything over there, like, anything. And it was just awesome. So, yeah, like, when you and I meet up, there's going to be at least two new things that I have to show you, like, have to. And one of them, I'm pretty sure, is not legal in America.
Next message.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't call you back in time. I was overseas frequenting prostitutes.
Yeah, so
now that I've gotten that off my chest, I'm ready to get back in action and go on a date with you.
And it sounds like the only business he did on his business trip were actual just cash interactions.
Yeah.
Between him and a lady. So I don't think that counts as being an entrepreneur.
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, it's I hope you remember what I look like. I know things were a blur after we downed basically an entire bottle of tequila. The best way I can describe myself of how I look is if you put Ryan Gosling's head on The Rock's body. Only I'm more handsome and more buff. So if you want the entire package and my package, hit me back if you smell what I'm cooking. Hashtag wrestling joke.
Next message.
Oh, good. I'm glad he explained it with a hashtag at the end.
And is there like just an onslaught of horny dudes on the loser line this week or
apparently,
what? Like,
I don't know.
Onslaught of horny dudes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. My God. The package thing. Like, it was bad enough that he was overselling himself. But
what celebrity's package he has? I mean, he has Ryan Gosling's face, The Rock's body.
Oh, yeah.
Whose package does he have?
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman has a huge package.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I know that. You can look it up online.
Okay.
I'll give you guys a site in a minute.
Then you're saying it's a positive.
But listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.